This month, KUCB is celebrating its 10th anniversary as Unalaska's public radio station. We grew from a telephone transmitted repeater to a full-service local radio station in 2008. And during our recent pledge drive, we commemorated that switch with help from our staff, board members, volunteer DJs, and listeners like you.
Good morning, Unalaska. You're listening to 89.7 FM KUCB.
KUCB Radio.
KUCB.
89.7 FM.
In Unalaska.
Sana po mag-donate po kayo for KUCB.
The 2018 pledge drive brought dozens of Unalaskans to the airwaves. It was a live illustration of just how far the station has come since 1982, when it launched as...
KIAL 1450 AM.
KIAL was the low-power station that emerged after the city stopped broadcasting the Armed Forces Radio Network, which had aired locally since 1976. But the new station was a repeater, featuring few voices from Unalaska.
95% of our programming or more was just fed in from Dillingham.
That's Michael Eddie Edenfield. He managed the nonprofit Unalaska Community Broadcasting from 2004 to 2006.
KDLG AM came into our station over a phone line, basically. A little grainy, to say the least.
KIAL also had pretty spotty service. You couldn't listen in the valley, along Summer Bay Road, or even in metal buildings downtown. Despite the issues, many Unalaskans enjoyed KDLG's trading post. The program let Bristol Bay residents call in about lost dogs or cars for sale before airing a Yupik rendition of Happy Birthday by a man named Jimmy. Eventually, Edenfield says it became clear that the AM signal and analog setup were holding the radio station back, so he and the board of directors started working towards a new, independent FM station. Their goals included a wider signal, better broadcast quality, and more local programming, in line with Unalaska's already thriving public television.
Good evening. Jeff Thompson with Channel 8 here at Phil Chudiakoff Park for a great evening of slow pitch softball.
Channel 8 was really the main way I think the community identified with Unalaska Community Broadcasting. Flash Unalaska was going out every Wednesday night and we were doing candidates forums, and really lesser known was, hey, you know, we also have KIAL AM.
At first, not everyone was on board with the plan to expand, including current manager Lauren Adams. In the early 2000s, she ran Channel 8 TV, and she wasn't sure Unalaska had much demand for local radio.
I struggled against him a lot because I felt that he was building a service that we didn't really need. I felt like, you know, people are happy with what they have. Why move forward with it?
Thanks to an influx of funding, it did move forward. Adams estimates the state's contribution to KIAL jumped from $18,000 to $150,000 in just 1 year. A number of grants came through around the same time, and all that money went towards a transmitter upgrade, a studio overhaul, and a host of new digital broadcasting equipment.
Went from having this teeny tiny little radio studio in the attic to being down here with an automation system with the ability to go live within 5 years.
Adams says the station applied for its new FM call letters, KUCB, because they were deemed more pronounceable than KIAL. It also received its new spot on the dial at 89.7. And then, in October of 2008, KUCB went live.
That was just such an amazing moment. It was crystal clear, beautiful sound. And you could hear it. I remember driving through the S-curves and be like, whoa, you can hear us.
The switch happened during the station's one-week pledge drive, and Adam says the contributions poured in.
People loved it. We made $18,000 that week, which was so far above anything we'd ever made. And that really was an I told you so moment that I had to look back to Michael's dream of having this signal.
Members of the community also extended their support beyond the fundraiser.
Wendy Laddick said to me one time, you build it and they will come, and you're going to go to the post office and the radio station's going to be playing there, and you're going to walk into automobile repair shops and the radio station will be playing. And, you know, she was absolutely right.
As listeners said goodbye to KIAL, they started volunteering for KUCB. And Adam says the new automation system provided the flexibility for all kinds of local programming, like weather.
Today they're calling for showers, likely.
News.
Panera flew in its new-to-them Saab 2000 plane.
Sports.
Kiara gets the rebound, dribbles it out to the three.
Announcements.
The Heart of Illusions Festival will be this Saturday.
And original shows by Unalaska DJs.
This is Glimmer Radio.
Thomas on tour.
You know, you're listening to The Beard.
Welcome to Pangeology, a rough guide to the music.
Now, at 10 years old, Adam says the station is still growing, largely by increasing its presence online and on social media. While KUCB's website and Facebook page receive hundreds of thousands of hits each year from locals and people around the world, she says the focus on community radio isn't going anywhere.
Our priority continues to still be providing news and information to Unalaska. I think a lot of people in their cars still listen to us, and I do still hear us in local businesses. So as we look to the future and look at other ways of reaching our audience, I think we still have a grounded connection to broadcast.
And we're back.
So why is community broadcasting important?
It's so important, especially in this community, to entertain and inform.
This year's pledge drive raised more than $31,000 for KUCB. It also generated hours of testimony from Unalaskans who volunteered their time to speak to the role of local radio.
It helps us bring some music out in the community.
They cover all the radar activities, all the stuff at the school, a lot of things at PCR, the museum.
The great reporting, the great programming.
Things that you're not going to get from your Anchorage news or national news. Bringing everybody together, you know, that's one of the things radio does.
So from all of us at KUCB, thank you, Unalaska, for all that you've contributed this year and over the last decade. We truly appreciate your support, and we look forward to continue serving as your community radio station. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.